OpenAI published two pieces this weekend that read almost like a diptych, one technical and organizational, one philosophical. The research acceleration, the view inside OpenAI piece is an internal perspective on how the lab is structuring its research process as it scales. The HN score was 184 with 132 comments, serious engagement, not just upvotes.
What OpenAI is describing is something closer to a research industrial complex, where experiments run at scale that academic labs can't match, where results feed into deployment cycles rather than publication queues, and where the organizational challenge is less, how do we generate good ideas? And more, how do we run enough experiments fast enough to find out which ideas? The framing of research acceleration is worth unpacking. The traditional model for AI research was academic, small teams, long publication cycles, peer review, incremental progress made visible through papers. Actually work.
The business implications of that model are significant. If you can systematically accelerate the research cycle, not through any single breakthrough but through sheer throughput of well-designed experiments, you compress the timeline between this might work and this works at production scale. That's a structural advantage that compounds. Labs that can run 1,000 experiments in the time it takes others to run 100 don't just move faster, they learn faster.
The HN comments were characteristically mixed. Genuine interest in the technical details, alongside pointed skepticism about whether OpenAI is describing what it actually does or constructing a narrative. There's a reasonable concern that research acceleration, as a frame, papers over the distinction between genuine scientific discovery and engineering optimization of known techniques. Both are valuable, but they are different things.
Then there's an alien mind. 421 points, 378 comments, that's a philosophical blockbuster by HN standards. The essay grapples with the question of whether large language models have something like inner experience and how we'd even know if they did. The title is deliberate. The argument is that even if these systems have something like cognition, it might be so structurally different from human cognition that our usual frameworks for thinking about minds don't apply.
What I find intellectually interesting about that framing is that it sidesteps the question of whether AI is like us, which is probably the wrong question anyway, and asks instead, what does it mean to attribute experience to something whose cognitive architecture is genuinely foreign? The HN comments ranged from professional philosophers pushing back on specific arguments to engineers saying the whole thing is anthropomorphism with better PR.
The tension between those positions is real and not easily resolved. But I'd note that the fact that OpenAI is publishing this kind of essay, not a technical paper, not a product announcement, but a philosophical reflection on the nature of the minds their systems might constitute, is itself a data point about how the lab thinks about its own work. Whether that's genuine epistemic humility or careful reputation management is something each reader gets to judge.
Connecting to the more grounded technical side of AI this weekend, the work on speculative decoding in VLLM on AMD GPUs is a genuinely interesting engineering story that I think got undercovered given the philosophical fireworks from OpenAI. Speculative decoding is a technique where a smaller, faster model proposes tokens that a larger model then verifies in parallel, which can dramatically reduce the wall clock time for generating text without degrading quality.
Getting that to work well on AMD hardware specifically matters because AMD's ROCm ecosystem has historically lagged NVIDIA CUDA in terms of software support for inference optimization techniques. If VLLM, which is one of the most widely deployed inference engines, is shipping speculative decoding support on AMD GPUs, that's a meaningful step toward a more competitive GPU ecosystem for AI inference. Competition in that space has real implications for cost and accessibility.
And then there's the paper on harnessing the universal geometry of embeddings, score of 84, which for an RZiv link on a holiday weekend is solid. The core claim is that embeddings, the vector representations that neural networks use to encode meaning, share underlying geometric structure across different models and different modalities. If that's right, it has practical implications for transfer learning, for combining models trained on different data, and for interpretability work.
The universal geometry framing is ambitious. The paper is essentially arguing that there's something like a platonic space of meaning that different neural networks are all independently approximating. That's either a deep result about the nature of representation or it's overstated, the HN comments had researchers pointing in both directions. But the experimental evidence in the paper is apparently compelling enough to take seriously.